I always say to myself, I'll speak to my, you know, my higher self, and I'll say, all right, guys, today, I want you to show me that this is real and that this is just not coincidental and that I'm a great guesser or anything like that. And they always prove it to me. And I'll give you a real funny example of that. We were in Disney World, and this was after 9/11. It was the November after 9/11. And, you know, I'm on a Star Wars ride. Yeah. You know, they have that simulator.
Incredible ride, by the way.
Yeah, it's amazing. I'm a big Star Wars fan.
Yeah.
And I'm with my two boys and my wife, and all of a sudden, in the middle of the ride, I hear, this is Michael. You know, my brother is sitting in front of you with his family. You know, I'm Battalion 6, Engine Company 33, whatever it was at that time. And you need to tell my brother that I'm okay.
Oh, my gosh.
And this is in the middle of Disney World. So I said, I could just see this hitting CNN. You know, psychotic gets arrested for arresting people.
Yeah, that's right. Ruining other people's day or something.
Exactly.
You know?
So I walk up to this gentleman. He's about 6'2", and I said, "I got to tell you something. This is what this is where I'm from. I'm from New York. Blah blah blah. You know, I do this for a living. Please don't take this. If you don't want to hear this, I'll walk away. I don't want you to think I'm crazy."
Was he curious at that point?
Totally curious.
Yeah.
I said to him, "I said, I got to tell you. I said, you know, there's a gentleman standing here next to you. He's claiming to be your brother. His name is Michael. I gave him, you know, actually the fireman's number, you know, the whole bit."
Oh, my God.
He looked at me, and he welled up, and he pulled out. Now, in New York, what we had was a lot of the firemen that died, that they never recovered the bodies. They had their pictures on mask cards. He pulled out his brother's mask card. And what had happened was the August before 9/11, they were in Disney World together with the family. And it was just so phenomenal. And my big son at the time looked at me. He goes, you know, I can't believe you did this. He goes, it's just such a great thing. You gave somebody so much joy. And the guy just was so taken back that I would say, and I'm saying to myself, it's like I could just visualize the worst part happening with me getting arrested or getting thrown out of Disney World.
Did he want you to communicate with his brother?
Oh, absolutely. And we talked for about 15 minutes.
He did both of them through you?
Yeah. And totally, you know, I was able to help him connect.
That's a great story.
It was, because it was, you know, I didn't expect it. Like, it just goes to show that, you know, the dead people don't really care if you're on vacation or not.
Have you ever been to a funeral and the person who passed on is there in spirit form?
Absolutely. They're standing there by their coffin watching, you know, the people carry on.
Are they aware that they've passed on?
In some cases, they're not, and you want to help them go to the point where they accept it. And I tell people, I've had people come through after 7 days. I've had people come through, you know, after 3 months. It'll depend on the soul. And, you know, you will get souls that were nasty here that stay nasty on that side.